Carson Wentz in Philadelphia has made the circuit here with the media. We now welcome into the studio here. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, and congratulations. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Thank you.
I don't have any football questions for you. I don't know what I can ask you that you haven't been asked. Is there anything that you'd like to answer that you haven't been asked?
Heck, I think every stone been unturned has been turned over at this point. Everyone does their research, so I think I've been exposed about every question. I don't know if you can trick me now.
Oh, I can trick you. Don't underestimate it. Let's talk about school, because you're a 4.0 student, right?
Yep.
So you're telling me that you've never gotten anything less than an A in your life? I mean, how far does this go back?
That's correct.
Seriously?
Yeah, all the way back to, I think, 7th grade is when we first got
there.
Or fifth or sixth grade when we first got letter grades.
Biggest sweat you ever had? Biggest nerve-wracking, I got to ace this final kind of thing?
College, first year.
Okay.
It was like a psychology class. It was a miscommunication about missing a day for football. And so I lost like 10 points, and I was right on the border, but I pulled it out in the end.
Were you one of the kids who studied all the time, or did it just come naturally to you because you're so smart?
Kind of both.
Yeah?
Kind of both. You know, I pick up on things pretty easily, and very fortunate in that regard. But, you know, when I needed to study and get down to it, I would take care of business as
well. So you enjoy it, Carson. You enjoy getting into it and excelling at everything you do, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'm just wired to be a competitor, and I want to be the best at whatever it is I'm doing, and that applies to really every area of my life, which obviously academics is one of them.
First sport you ever fell in love with?
Probably either baseball or football.
Yeah? You know, what position did you play in baseball?
As a kid, I was always shortstop, and then I played third base when I was once I finally grew quite a bit. So I loved baseball, but as I got older, it was just a little too slow for me, and loved everything about football, so it was a no-brainer.
And your football team growing up, the NFL team growing up?
I was a Vikings fan.
Okay. You know,
most people back home is usually either a Vikings fan or a Packers fan. There's some Broncos fans too, but you know, mainly just the local. I mean, Minneapolis is only about six and a half hours from where I grew up. So.
And you mentioned that in the press conference that you really admired Brett Favre and obviously Aaron Rodgers. And that's kind of blasphemy, isn't it, a little bit for a Vikings fan to admire a Packers quarterback?
Yeah, you know, growing up when you're watching the Vikings, obviously you see them play the Packers quite a bit. The Packers are on TV because they're pretty local as well. And I just couldn't help but admire his game. You know, I loved just his grittiness, his warrior mentality, you know, that he played with. And he had fun. You know, people always forget that this game it's a game. You know, enjoy it and have fun, and I just love that about him.
Carson, over the period of time here, you've done so many of these kind of media-oriented events where you're watching yourself a lot. I wonder, did you watch yourself in a different way, in a different critical way through this whole process?
You know, not really. For one, I mean, when I do different things, I'm usually not watching things post, you know, after they happen, unless it's football related. That's the only stuff I really care about, really trying to learn. And unless someone has some advice for me or something to critique, and I'll go check it out. But heck, I don't even have cable. I'll be getting cable
okay,
here once
good,
I come to
good.
Philly. I'm excited.
We do have
that.
Cable in Philadelphia. All right, no need to worry.
But you know, so I missed a lot of things, and I shouldn't say miss, but I just ignored a lot of things and just worried about what I could. And but yeah.
What I loved was watching all of these videos that are coming out of North Dakota and in Fargo, and the expression of just happiness that all of these people had for your success.
Yeah.
It sounds like your college experience was absolutely awesome.
Yeah, it was terrific. You know, the support back home, and I haven't seen many of the videos. I've only seen one of them. But
will you look? Will you go back and
exhale? I told my brother, I'm like, you got to show me these things because I heard they're pretty cool. But the support is unbelievable. You know, that the whole state and really the whole Midwest supports North Dakota State football. You know, and now going into NFL, I can promise there's a whole lot of Philadelphia Eagles fans now. And that's really cool, really special to me, and hopefully I can represent the state well.
You won the national championship twice, so tell me what you think are key ingredients to have on a football team, within a football team, surrounding a football team, that wins a championship.
To win, it takes good leadership. You know, that's the first thing I think of. It takes a core group of guys that can really get the team going and get the team on track. And obviously, you got to be talented, but you know, you got to get along, and you got to. That's where the leadership really comes to the forefront.
You're a natural leader?
I am. Yeah, I think it comes pretty natural to me. I think I want to be the hardest worker, and I usually am. And you know, I'm going to earn the respect of my teammates. You know, that's kind of how. I'm always wired, and when you need to say something and step up, I can be that guy too.
Is it going to be an interesting experience for you, Carson, to walk into a locker room full of grown men and kind of find your way around the locker room, find your place, find your comfort level?
Yeah, you know, it'll be just like when you walked into that college locker room. You know, you're you got to meet new guys, you know, interact with people from all over again, you know. And but I'm excited for it. I'm excited to meet the guys here in Philly and get to work with them.
We had an experience a little while ago here. You met 40 or 50 Eagles fans, yeah, who are loving this team like every other. And you've been asked a lot about the fans here. And I got to, don't be scared. The fans are awesome in Philadelphia. Yeah. They love the Eagles, mean so much to their team. It sounds like North Dakota State was the same way.
Yeah, very, you know, very similar in that regard, obviously, on a whole nother scale here in Philly. But, you know, the event, meeting all those people, it was awesome. You know, everyone just seemed so excited about Philadelphia Eagle football, and I am too now, you know, and I'm excited for that. And the fan base, I think it'll be a fun time here.
It held up through everything, all the pressure, all the no problems?
Yeah, you know, I try to stay real grounded and don't get caught up in a lot of things. And, again, worry about what I can control and take care of those things, and it's all worked out great.
If I may, you have a tattoo on your inside of your wrist. Could you explain what the tattoo means? Show the camera.
Yeah, so it says AO1. It's kind of my life motto. It stands for Audience of One. And it's just, you know, kind of my life motto is living for the Lord. You know, He's my audience, whether I'm playing football, whatever it is I'm doing, that's my audience. And, you know, it keeps me really grounded, keeps me humble.
And the family part has obviously been your parents raised you. Right, this has not been too big for you in any way. It's really impressive.
Yeah, you know, it's the way I was raised, older brother, everybody. It's been unbelievable. And, you know, it's, again, don't make things bigger than they need to be and just realize it's still football. There's lots of things that come with it now, and just, you know, approach them well and enjoy them, and, you know, I have.
That's great. Hey, can you autograph a couple things for me while we're finishing up here?
Absolutely.
These are cars. These are what the fans got when they came to the NovaCare Complex today, some Carson Wentz photos. Looking good. You look like, honestly, when I look at this picture, with your 237 pounds, you can put on some meat, can't you? Like, is your goal to get stronger? Like, is there an ideal playing weight you want to get to someday?
Obviously, I want to get stronger, but I don't think I'm all concerned about a weight. Yeah. But I know I can put on some more, and I just want to be able to, you know, stay quick and still have my speed. So, but I think I can comfortably put on some more weight.
All right, Philadelphia Eagles fans. That's Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, Philadelphia Eagles fans. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us. Carson, thanks so much, man.
Absolutely.
Great to meet you.
Thank you.